Hello, my name is Ted Grimsrud, and you are listening to Wavelength. For the first time since December of 2010, we're creating a new show of Wavelength music, the very best of popular music at the intersection of country, folk, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. These shows will be made available on the web, and this first show is 10 songs about the gospel, so we will look at 10 different songs, listen to 10 different songs that give some picture of something about the gospel, whatever that might mean. And the first one we'll play is about the mystery of the gospel. This is Iris DeMint.
The mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go and the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
That was Iris DeMint, Let the Mystery Be. That's from her great record called Infamous Angel. Our next song, our second song on our 10 songs about the gospel, comes from a Texan, John D. Graham. The song is called World So Full.
Little stars, hang on tight to the roof of this night. Don't turn away, don't turn away from the world so full. I get so lost, I get so down, inside out and turn around, that I turn away, I turn away from the world so full. Make me strong, make me brave, as the day is long. Open my eyes and let me see, not turn away, not turn away. It's hard, but I know it's sweet. Complicated and incomplete, but I am in love. I'm still in love with the world so full.
You know, I think that's a great song to listen to in America right now. These are kind of discouraging times for lots of us, and to be reminded that the world is so full of beauty and love is very important, I think. And that's a great song from John D. Graham. It's from his record. It is called The Great Battle. This next song is also, I think, a good song for Americans to hear, a good song for anybody to hear. It's a song that was written by two Australians, Nick Cave and Paul Kelly. And it's very interesting. When you listen to the version that was recorded by Nick Cave, you get the sense that this is a very light-hearted, kind of fun song. When you listen to Paul Kelly's version, and that's the one we'll be listening to, you get more of a sense that this is a cry from the heart. This is a song about a hope that God's love and God's welcome really does extend to everybody.
Everybody's got a room in God's hotel. Everybody's got a room in God's hotel. You'll never see a sign hanging on the door saying no vacancies here anymore. Everybody's got a room in God's hotel. Everybody's got a wing in God's hotel. Everybody's got wings in God's hotel. You never see a sign up on the door saying, and in no time may both feet leave the floor. Everybody's got a wing in God's hotel. Everybody's blind in God's hotel. Everybody's blind in God's hotel. You never see a sign hanging on the door saying no Jews, Redskins, Black Slopes. That means you, boy. Everybody's blind in God's hotel. Everybody's deaf in God's hotel. Everybody's dumb in God's hotel. You never see a sign up on the wall saying, thou shalt not blaspheme, curse, holler, or bawl. Everybody's deaf and dumb in God's hotel. Heaven in God's hotel. Everybody's got heaven in God's hotel. You'll never see a scribble on the bathroom wall saying, let Rosie get you heaven. Dial 798-4444. Everybody's got heaven in God's hotel.
God's Hotel, Paul Kelly, from his record Wanted Man, the great, great folk singer from Australia, not so well known in the U.S., but the writer and singer of many powerful songs like that one. That's a song, actually, that Paul Kelly co-wrote with Nick Cave. That song, God's Hotel, I think pairs very well with the song that's coming up next. Back in the early 1990s, Johnny Cash made a comeback, recorded music for American Recordings and a series of really great records. And when Johnny Cash was beginning that comeback, his producer, Rick Rubin, let it be known that Johnny Cash was interested in songs from around the popular music world. And one of the songs that was sent in to Johnny Cash for him to consider to record is this song. It's called Down There by the Train. And Johnny Cash did indeed record it, a powerful recording. But no one ever can sing a Tom Waits song quite like Tom himself. And Tom's recording was not released for another 10 years or so after Johnny Cash's recording. But he certainly matches what Johnny did in his recording. And one of the interesting things in Tom's version is he includes a verse that Johnny Cash did not include that speaks about an old gangster named Humpty Jackson. And I hadn't heard of Humpty Jackson before, and so I looked him up, and it turns out he was one of the worst gangsters there's ever been. Well, Tom believes that Down by the Train, the train of redemption, it's even for someone like Humpty Jackson.
Down there by the train, down there by. forsaken if you're there on time. You'll be washed of all your sins and all of your crimes down there by the tree. Down there by the tree.
Gospel, according to Tom Waits, Down by the Train. That's from his record called Orphans. Well, this next song and what you're listening to is Wavelength, the new version of Wavelength. 10 songs about the gospel is our show today, and we've had 4 so far, and this 5th song is written by one of our very, very favorite gospel singers, a man who in all kinds of different ways has articulated a powerful and compelling vision of the gospel throughout his career, and that's Bruce Cockburn. There are all kinds of Bruce Cockburn songs that could be played and would be appropriately played on this show. We can only pick one, and so this maybe is what I think is one of his best gospel songs. Love loves you too. That song, Bruce Cockburn, Love Loves You Too, I think summarizes the meaning of the gospel, the meaning of the good news of God, the good news of Jesus Christ as well as it can be done in just a few words, I think. If you love love, love loves you too. It's from his record, Dart to the Heart. Well, back now, I guess 25 years ago or more, it's hard to believe it was that long ago, there was a band that emerged briefly, really, as it turned out, in Ireland, that for a while matched or perhaps even surpassed U2 as the purveyor of passionate music, seeking transcendence, seeking God. And this is a band called Hot House Flowers, and this is one of their best songs, I think. It's called Thing of Beauty.
on a winter's morning. Your breath is steam and there's frost falling. And the sun casts a spell upon the road. A thing of beauty is not a thing to ignore. Great song of beauty. Stand by the river on a moonlight evening. Lovers are loving and grievers are grieving. The water does a dance upon the stones. I sit and listen, I will.
Hothouse Flowers, Thing of Beauty, from their record, Songs from the Rain. Well, if there's a culture that matches Ireland for seeking transcendence and putting passion into music, at least in terms of popular music, I think it would be Jamaica. The man, of course, who kind of defines Jamaican music. It was the late, great Bob Marley, along with his band, the Wailers. And here's one of his really transcendent songs, Redemption Song.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Classic, classic Bob Marley, great record, Redemption Song from the album Uprising. Well, this next song comes as a little bit of a surprise to me. Or at least the song came as a surprise to me. A really popular singer back in the 70s and 80s was Tom Jones from Wales. I was never a big fan of Tom Jones, didn't pay a lot of attention to his music. And then a few years ago, I learned about a new record that Tom Jones had recorded called Praise and Blame, a record where he goes to American roots music, really, I think you could say, as gospel music, blues music. And I ended up listening to that and being blown away. It's a terrific record, and he has since done two more records in the same vein. So I'm a huge Tom Jones fan now, at least of this latter-day Tom Jones. And the song I chose from Praise and Blame to include on this program of 10 songs about the gospel is a song called Did Trouble Me, and this is actually a song written by a contemporary artist named Susan Werner. It's a powerful song.
When I close my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I held my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my voice a little too loud, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of a bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. When I slept too long and I slept too deep, put a worrisome vision into my sleep. When I held myself away and apart, and the tears of my brother didn't move my heart. Did trouble me with a word and a sign, with the ringing of a bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. Of this I'm sure, of this I know, my Lord will trouble me. Whatever I do, wherever I go, my Lord will trouble me. In the whisper of the wind, in the rhythm of a song, my Lord will trouble me to keep me on the path where I belong. My Lord will trouble me, will trouble me with a word or a sign, with the ringing of a bell in the back of my mind. Will trouble me, stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. To make me human, to make me whole.
Maybe you can see why I love this new incarnation of Tom Jones. That song, Did Trouble Me, one of 10 songs about the gospel that I'm playing on this show today. It's from Tom Jones' record, Praise and Blame. A fine record it is. Well, this next song also comes from the British Isles. Quite a contrast in some ways to the story of Tom Jones. This man, this artist, his name's Bill Fay. And he was a kind of rock singer back in the 70s, early 70s. Recorded, I think, 2 records. And then those records didn't make it very big, and he kind of disappeared from the scene and ended up spending several decades as a working man, and continued to keep his hand in music, but not very publicly. And then he was rediscovered, or kind of tracked down by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco and some other people. And they persuaded Bill Fay to return to the studio. And he recorded an extremely moving record called Life is People. And like Tom Jones, Bill Fay has continued to record music in the same vein. He has another record now, too. And this song from that record is called The Healing Day. And I would say this is popular music that not only talks about healing, but conveys healing as well as any music I know of. Bill Fay.
Thank you.
That's Bill Fay. The name of the song, The Healing Day. It's from his record, Life is People. As beautiful as it gets, I think. And we'll conclude the show, our 10th song about the gospel. Comes from another artist from the British Isles who does a little bit of work around the healing theme and has for years and years, actually. That's, of course, Van Morrison. And one of my very favorite Van Morrison records, and there are many Van Morrison records that are my favorites, is a record that he recorded back in the early 1980s called Poetic Champions Compose, probably from start to finish his most explicitly faith-oriented, gospel-oriented record. And at the heart of that record is this song, a song that says a lot about healing, about love, about the gospel. It's called I Forgot That Love Existed. Of course, the point of the song is that then Van does remember that love existed, and he embraces it.
Thank you.
Van Morrison, I Forgot That Love Existed, from his great record called Poetic Champions Compose. So these are our 10 songs about the gospel from the new Wavelength show. I'm Ted Grimsrud, and I hope to do this again before long. Keep your eyes and ears open to be aware of the return of Wavelength. I'll see you sometime. Bye-bye.